lay down at your feet. Oh, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you.
Al Hibbler singing for you in 1956. It kind of came out of retirement and did that record for Decca, Long Playing Records. Flamingo, written by Ted Groya, lyric by Ed Anderson. And For You, written by Joe Burke, lyric by Al Dubin. And Al Hibbler, big name in the 40s, singing with Ellington. All of that. And I want to tell you, this is The Art of Jazz. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... And before we start talking about the importance of pledging and supporting public radio again, I'd like you to listen to this.
Won't you come along with me? Along the Mississippi, we'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us, old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet, a heaven on earth, they call it Basin Tree. Basin Tree is the street where all good friends always meet in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, we wear her welcome streets. Welcome me and where I can lose my Basin Street blues. Thank you. magic game with me. Along the Mississippi, you's all the place where the folks all meet. Look out, folks, I'm gonna take a trombone coda.
That's Bobby Hackett's band. Bobby Hackett playing the cornet, Jack Teagarden singing and playing his trombone, and Basin Street Blues. Interesting about Basin Street Blues, it was written by composer Spencer Williams way back in the maybe early 20s. And about 1930, he asked two trombone players to put the words to that. And they were Jack Teagarden and Glenn Miller. And there you have it. Bobby Hackett, Jack Teagarden, Basin Street Blues, Capitol Records, way back in October of 1955. Preservation Hall Jazz Band has quite a history, 40-some years now, out of New Orleans. Guy from Harvard named Alan Jaffe started that. It's a great idea. I mean, just to get people involved in doing something. You know, we actually go and hear them. I remember talking to my father about the fact that he had loved vaudeville. And you could actually go to the theater and then afterwards talk to the people you saw sing, dance, and all that sort of thing. What a wonderful idea, you know. Well, radio is kind of like that, in a sense. We are sort of the modern Chautauqua, you know, going around the country and presenting you with interesting stories, music, special features, blues, news, all of that. And we're people here, you know. This isn't a tape. And what we're going to do now is go to, let me get my notes here in the right order, Stan Getz. If you like Stan Getz and his tenor saxophone, we're going back in time for him at the Storyville Club in Boston, George Ween's wonderful club. This was recorded by Roost Records. Royal Roost was a place in New York, and the Roost Records were just wonderful for this stuff. In 1951, we will hear Mosquito Knees and one called Parker 51, which is kind of fun because it's talking about Charlie Parker, and it's 1951, and there's also a fountain pen by that name at the same time. All right, who we have? Stan Getz, tenor, Al Haig, piano, Jimmy Rainey, guitar, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Tiny Khan on drums. Mosquito Knees, Parker 51, give us a call, 1-800-677-5758. I'm Happy gathering there in Boston, 1951, at the Storyville Club. Roost, long playing record. Stan Getz, Mosquito Knees, he wrote that in Parker 51. He wrote it too, but it's based on Cherokee, a Ray Noble composition. Stan Getz on tenor, Al Haig at the piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Tiny Khan on drums. Moving right along there. Stan Getz. Preservation Hall is an old history of the music of New Orleans, and probably that may be the womb of what we call jazz, that area. So many things coming into that part of the country. Oh, let's do Ted Weems followed by Stan Kenton. I put these back to back simply because the rhythm reminded me of each other in that sense. So here we go. A few minutes of music. Give you time to call. We'll talk a little bit more. We're on our way. We need some help. Give us a call. 1-800-677-5758. Well, see, that's what I did my PhD thesis on, the influence of Ted Weems on Stan Kenton. Well, it's fun. It's the same kind of rhythm. What the heck? Ted Weems and his orchestra in 1938 doing Heartaches, written by John Klenner, and Whistling by Elmo Tanner. Okay. Stan Kenton, 1947, The Peanut Vendor, arranged by Pete Rugolo, trombone solo by Milt Bernhardt for Capitol Records. All right. Benny Goodman, followed by Bessie Smith. How's that? That's a collection. Okay. 1935, Singing a Happy Song. We're going to hear Helen Ward with Benny Goodman. And then Bessie Smith with James P. Johnson on the piano.
Thank you. but I'm forgetting it all in vain. Oh, me, oh, my, wonder what will my end be. Oh, me, oh, my, wonder what will become of poor me. I've traveled and wandered almost everywhere to get a little joy from life. Still I've gained nothing but wars and despair, still struggling in this world of strife. Oh, me, oh, my, wonder what will my end be. Oh, me, oh, my, wonder what will be.
Well, we had a set there for you of a couple things. Benny Goodman to begin with, 1935, Singing a Happy Song, written by Jack Meskill. Vocalist Helen Ward for Columbia Records, 1935. Bessie Smith, 1929, James P. Johnson at the piano, and Bessie's own tune, Wasted Life Blues. We're going to move on to some more music for you this afternoon. You Go to My Head is the song that we're going to chase. It was written by J. Fred Coots. His lyricist is Haven Gillespie. And we're going to hear a couple of renditions right now.
Mm-hmm. like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy blue, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. So I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't the ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head, you go to my a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't the ghost of a chance in its grave. about a night in June or a shady lane beneath the velvet moon. Don't tell me, 'cause I wanna talk about you. Don't mention that waterfall or that shady nook where crickets softly call. Don't tell me, 'cause I wanna talk about you. The moon and the stars, the objects on Mars, are things that we've talked of before. But your love for me was the question. Your answer throws back heaven's door. So tell me, your love will be sincere. Then, my darling, you needn't ever fear. I love you, and I wanna talk about you. The moon and the stars, the objects on Mars, are things that we've talked of before. But your love for me was the question. Your answer throws back heaven's door. So
we went one composition further. I said we were going to chase a composition. We did. You Go to My Head. Coleman Hawkins started that in 1946 with Milt Jackson, Hank Jones, Curly Russell, and Max Roach assisting. Coleman, of course, on the tenor saxophone for Sonora 78 Records. And then one of the three LPs for Pablo that Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass did in 1973. You Go to My Head, the lyric of Haven Gillespie. And a gorgeous composition by Billy Eckstein. Nick Morrison and I were just talking about that. Nick said, you know, he didn't have to write very much. He had that one. That's something else. And it is. I want to talk to you. I want to talk about you. Billy Eckstein wrote it, and Ella sang it for you, and Joe Pass assisted beautifully, as ever, on his guitar. In the meantime, in between time, listen to this.
In the sky. Once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will be, lover will always be. Thank you.
is the ocean.
Now, some vocals for you. The High Lows to begin with, Deep Purple, arrangement by Frank Comstock, and Tenderly, Deep Purple, written by Peter DeRose and Mitchell Parrish. Excuse me, Tenderly, Walter Gross and Jack Lawrence, and The High Lows in 1956. And then Dinah Washington, 1949, with Teddy Stewart's band. Teddy Stewart's the drummer there. Ernie Wilkins' arrangement. Freddie Green from Basie's band is in there assisting on the guitar. How Deep Is the Ocean, written by Irving Berlin. All that for Mercury Records. And thanks a million. I'm going to get to my theme now. And then off we go. And again, thank you very much.